Dateline Washington, Wednesday, April 15th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, Tea Parties and the President's Tax Policies. We'll speak with Texas Congressman Joe Barton about tea parties that are happening all around the country today in commemoration of Tax Day 2009. Why are hundreds of thousands of people gathering to voice their opposition to excessive Washington spending and taxation as they see it? We'll also get the Congressman's reaction to President Obama's statement today about his tax relief for the middle class and why it's okay to raise taxes for wealthier Americans. Also in this edition, the Pig Book 2009. Who are the biggest violators of the public trust when it comes to wasting your tax dollars? We'll speak with Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste, which publishes the annual book. Plus, pummeling the pirates once and for all. We'll talk with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash about what's needed aboard merchant vessels and what military presence is needed to make sure piracy does not choke off international commerce. And maligning our heroes, we'll get reaction from the American Legion to the report from the Department of Homeland Security that America's returning vets could be a threat to national security if recruited by extremist groups. All that plus Wednesday's news straight ahead. We begin with Tax Day 2009 right now. My first guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Joe Barton, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 6th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts today on the myriad of tea parties across the country in which hundreds of thousands of Americans are gathering to express their outrage over what they see as excessive government spending and taxation. We also want to get his reaction to what President Obama said today in his tax policy remarks. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Well, I know you are taking part in a couple of different tea parties in your district, which is near the Dallas area. I know one event is in Arlington, the other in Fort Worth. What are you hearing from your constituents, and what sort of sentiments are you noticing from the folks at these sorts of events?
Well, I've been doing town meetings in my district the last week and a half, and what people are telling me and what I expect to hear this afternoon when I do the tea parties is that they're very worried about deficit financing in Washington, these huge budget deficits that President Obama has proposed that never go below $800 billion over the next 10 years. And they're also very worried about proposed tax increases to help pay for those deficits to a certain extent, especially the carbon tax that's been proposed for the climate change bill that would absolutely devastate the United States economy at the worst possible time.
What do you hope, what do these folks that you've talked to hope is accomplished as a result of these tea parties? Is it just sending a message to Washington, or is it the start of something bigger than that?
Well, hopefully it will show the president and the Democratic majority that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, are willing to show up in person on the day that they pay their taxes and send a very, very strong, unified message to the Congress and the president that they want us to get our budget in order, and they don't want higher taxes to be burdened on them at a time when many of them are worried about keeping their jobs.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Joe Barton. And Congressman, let me get your reaction to a couple of things that President Obama said today. Number one, that 95% of Americans are getting a tax cut this month, in fact, as a result of the stimulus package.
I don't see how that's possible. I am having to send a very substantial check to the federal government today for my taxes. The alternative minimum tax is biting me and my wife and millions of American taxpayers this year. I honestly don't see where the president gets that number. I think he is erroneous.
He also says that he will keep his promise that those making less than $250,000 have not and will not see a dime of additional taxes.
Well, I know that's not true because I am one of those people, and I wrote the biggest supplemental check to the Internal Revenue Service as I've ever had to write as a taxpayer in the last almost 40 years. So my wife and myself are in that bracket, and we're paying a lot more in taxes this year.
What policies has he advanced either through the stimulus or another piece of legislation that has led to tax increases on people making less than his targeted range of raising taxes eventually?
Well, his proposed carbon tax on CO2 emissions will add about $3,000 to every family in America and it will raise the price of every good and service that's sold and you consumed in America. That one thing by itself would be, I think, somewhere between $200 billion to $800 billion a year in added taxes if the Congress is silly enough to support the president's proposal on his cap and trade tax on carbon dioxide. That one thing right there, allowing some of the Bush tax cuts to expire, limiting the deduction on taxpayers in the 35% bracket to 28% for things like home mortgage. And I could go on and on about things in his budget that if they become law, people are going to feel right away in their paychecks at the end of or the middle of each month.
I want to get on to one other thing the president said, but at first I want to follow up on the issue of cap and trade. It appeared that during the Senate debate on the budget blueprint that enough lawmakers voiced concern about what that would actually do to the economy, that it's kind of unclear right now, even with large Democratic majorities, that that bill, when it's brought up by itself, is going to be approved. What's your sense?
Well, I hope that people like myself in the House and some of my friends in the Senate can make it perfectly clear that we're not going to accept it and defeat it straight up in the House and or the Senate. I mean, it is inconceivable to me that we would self-inflict on our economy at a time of recession and perhaps even a lessening of our gross domestic product, a carbon tax that would deindustrialize the United States of America over the next 10 to 15 years. It makes absolutely no sense. And I am hopeful that there are enough Democratic congressmen and senators that will stand up and vote their constituents and not do what the president says they have to do, or Speaker Pelosi or Majority Leader Reid, that we can defeat it.
What will be the Republican alternative? I know energy and drilling opening up offshore, as well as some areas out west where there's shale and other areas for then all of the above strategy, as it's known. Will that be the Republican alternative? And what else might be brought forward as an alternative to the president's agenda?
Well, that's part of it, is to develop our domestic resource base that's currently off limits. We did lift the moratorium in the Outer Continental Shelf in the last Congress, so it's time to develop some of those resources. It's also, the Republicans are all going to support a clean energy standard and an emphasis on clean energy like nuclear power and wind and solar power, and more research into hydrogen. We're going to propose that. We're going to propose streamlining of regulations in the leasing program for oil and gas, and more research into clean coal technology so we can use domestic coal and come up with a way to liquefy it, or to take some of the pollutants out of it so that it burns more cleanly when we use it to generate electricity. So the Republicans are going to have a very, very good alternative.
Back to the tax issue, Congressman. The president today, in explaining that in a couple of years, those in the highest tax bracket will see an increase because the Bush tax cuts will not be extended. He says that's the right policy for people like him who have been lucky. What do you make of his assessment that folks who make that much money fall into the luck category?
Well, I don't know. I was brought up to believe if you got a good education and worked hard and really, really paid attention to your job, that if you would succeed and move ahead financially, that's not luck. That's the result of hard work and effort. I guess there are a few people who make a fair amount of money that are lucky, but I don't consider it lucky that Tony Romo, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think it's lucky that he works every day of the year to perfect his football skills, and he receives a nice contract from the Cowboys to play quarterback. And I don't think it's lucky that some of the Hollywood stars have honed their acting skills and they get millions of dollars to make movies that entertain millions of fans around the world. I don't think that's lucky. So but maybe the president and I just have a different opinion on that. I think if people use their talents and they and they pay attention to their work skills and their profession, and they're rewarded because of that. I don't think that's lucky at all.
About a minute and a half left here with Congressman Joe Barton of Texas. And Congressman, another issue on the tax front that hasn't gotten a lot of attention lately, but it certainly did back in the 2001 tax cut debate, and that's the estate tax. Next year, it's scheduled to be phased out entirely, but unless it's either extended or made permanent, it's going to come back full force to where it was, I believe, about 50%, as it was in 2000. So what do you see in terms of addressing that issue in the months ahead?
Well, I think we should repeal the estate tax. I would vote to do that in the House. But if we're not going to repeal it, I think we ought to maintain the current exemption so that I think families below $5 or $6 million don't pay any estate taxes. If you're a farmer or a rancher, your farm or ranch is probably going to be in that neighborhood. And if you're somebody where the husband and the wife both work outside the home and they've been moderately successful and made investments and various things that that haven't declined in value, they're going to have an estate in the millions of dollars. So I don't see a reason to have the government tax the effort of a lifetime of effort and so that there's more money for the government to waste in Washington. I think we ought to repeal the estate tax, or I think we ought to maintain the current exemption and perhaps increase it and index it for inflation.
Last 10 seconds, though, sir. With the current Democratic administration and control of Congress, do you expect that to happen?
I think we've got a reasonable chance to convince some of the moderate Democrats to vote with us so that we don't let President Obama, again, Speaker Pelosi and Reid, raise taxes on middle America.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll need to leave it there. Enjoy your time at the tea parties tonight in your own home district. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it.
Texas Congressman Joe Barton represents the Lone Star State 6th Congressional District. This is Dateline Washington.